Hi, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine from the University of Oxford. As you know, I believed for some time that ploidy measurements have been largely overlooked in terms of the relative importance of prognostic markers for a whole range of different cancer types. One of my friends and colleagues, co-workers, Professor Håvard Danielsson from the University of Oslo, has established, I think, one of the best assays in the world for being able to measure ploidy DNA content in tumours characterised from paraffin-embedded tissue. It's a very available system. To this end, there's been a recent really interesting study in Science reported by Teresa Davoli and colleagues, in which she looked at ploidy across a whole range of tumour types and tried to relate ploidy measurements to the hallmarks of cancer. Ploidy is also called SCNA, somatic copy number alterations. And they refined the definition of ploidy a little into that which was predominantly focal or that which correlated with whole arm ploidy or changes in DNA content in that way. Fascinating study. And what they found was that indeed, yes, ploidy was associated with prognosis, but also with signatures associated with proliferation, increased expression of the genes, the enzymes involved in control of proliferation in cell cycle, mainly the focal SCNAs and the long arm of the chromosomal ploidy, it was tend to be associated with reduced expression of immune signatures, immune infiltration. So an important first step in which they showed that ploidy does correlate with drivers or hallmarks of cancer, and some subtle differences takes you towards increased proliferation or increased immune evasion, both of which work in terms of establishing the cancer. They then went on, though, to retrospectively analyse ploidy levels in melanoma tumour specimens, which had been saved from two large trials of using immune checkpoint inhibitors. And what they indeed showed was that tumours which were aneuploid, which had elevated levels of SCNA, were indeed more resistant to immune blockade. So a really fascinating new potential use of ploidy, which has been around for decades and has been much overlooked. So not only is it a prognostic marker, and therefore it gives us important information that our patients, about the biological behaviour of our tumours, but it may also be a predictive factor in that tumours which are aneuploid may be relatively resistant to immune checkpoint blockade. So, fascinating story. All done retrospectively, much more work yet to be done, but a really interesting insight for a marker which I think could be delivered relatively easily in a sophisticated way in every path lab in the world. And it surprises me that we don't measure ploidy more. So, another interesting insight, some beautiful basic science uncovering the subtle differences in ploidy, how it links to the different hallmarks of cancer, and how it may aid us in selecting patients who may benefit less from treatment with immune checkpoint inhibitors. Thanks for listening. Be really keen for you to have a look at the science paper and post any comments that you may care to have about it. An unfinished story, but one that must be followed up prospectively. As always, thanks for listening for the time being. Medscapers ahoy.